As we come to the end of another extraordinary week, we want to just wish everybody health and safety, especially as they head into the weekend. I'm Abe Madcore. This is your morning buzzcast. It is Friday, March 20th. Let's start with the news from the Olympic world. IOC President Thomas Bach said yesterday that right now, cancellation is not on the agenda for the Tokyo Summer Games, but of course, they are looking at different scenarios. He continued to look down the road, saying that the Olympics are not in May and not in June, but at the end of July. And he kept stressing that they are more than 4.5 months away. However, insiders in the Olympic movement continue to believe that the games have to be postponed and will be surprised if they can go on as planned. Meanwhile, in our special SBJ newsletter last night, SBJ's Ben Fisher reported new U.S. Olympic team sponsor Eli Lilly and Company is asking potential athlete endorsers to give back some of their fees if the Olympics are canceled or postponed beyond its contract term. So that's certainly going to be met with some resistance from athletes. While some decrease in payment is not unreasonable, a total give back is definitely something that is not the norm. So you're going to start seeing concern by sponsors about the state of the Olympic Games. Another interesting nugget in the newsletter last night was from our own Michael Smith, who reported that now is generally the time that college basketball programs make changes to their basketball coaches. But college basketball coaches on the hot seat might buy themselves another season because of the sensitivities related to the coronavirus. Many universities are heading into very uncertain times regarding their financials. They may be very reluctant to pull the plug on a coach. So that could mean that many coaches stay in their current position. A couple of other interesting things to keep an eye on. The Big Three seeing a sense of opportunity with an entertainment product plans to launch a quarantine reality show style 3-on-3 tournament in April. Sources said that the Big Three co-founders, which include Ice Cube, have been having ongoing conversations with multiple TV networks about trying to gather up some interest in this type of programming. And speaking of programming, we know there's not going to be live programming this weekend, but there will still be sports. CBS will run classic NCAA tournament games this weekend during time slots that would have normally been devoted to this year's tournament. So you can see the 1982 North Carolina Georgetown Classic. I still remember that game. They'll also show NC State, Houston, Duke, Kentucky. So you can get your college basketball fix on CBS over the weekend. Of course, a lot of publicity around what ESPN is doing. They are, of course, doing ESPN 8, the Ocho on Sunday, which has a number of different alternative types of competition, including cherry pit spitting. Also on ESPN on Sunday is a Tom Brady marathon of his greatest games with the New England Patriots. I want to segue to someone else who had a very interesting week. Think of the week that Don Yee had. Yee is an agent who has long represented Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, Julian Edelman, and also Sean Payton. So Don Yee's week included, one, getting a new home for Brady after 20 years of New England, and then two, working with Saints head coach Sean Payton, who tested positive for the coronavirus, becoming the first known case inside the NFL. So Yee had a very, very busy week. We saw last night that more and more players have tested positive, including Celtics guard Marcus Smart, two unnamed Lakers, and members of the 76ers and Nuggets who are releasing the results of their positive tests. So more and more athletes testing positive. And finally, I'll end with Brady and the Patriots. In a class move, Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his family have posted 12 billboards around New England thanking Brady for his 20 years with the organization. The billboards read, "Thank you, Tom, the greatest of all time. With love, the Kraft family and the New England Patriots." One of the billboards placed right next to Gillette Stadium. As we end our buzzcast for the week, I don't want you to forget that we are bringing our first virtual conference to you. Yes, the CAA World Congress of Sports comes to you next Wednesday. We'll have conversations with some of the leaders in the sports business, including Anheuser-Busch's Nick Kelly, Envy Gaming's Mark Coughlin. We're scheduled to speak with Tepper Sports and Entertainment President Tom Glick. There'll be networking opportunities and one-to-one communication. We are trying to keep the industry connected. So we hope you will join us on Wednesday for our CAA World Congress of Sports comes to you. Just want to give a shout out to all the hard work everybody here at Sports Business Daily has done remotely this week. The staff has just worked tirelessly to continue to deliver the news to you. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear what you need from us. And we want to wish you a very safe and healthy weekend. I'm Abe Matcourt. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, March 20th.